Locker room chats continue. It is week five of the high school football season. Now talking to Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman. His team off their first W of the season, a big win against Lynn on Friday, 68-12, 1-3 overall. But, of course, the schedule very difficult through the first 3 weeks. Coach, how nice was it to just get that first win, one, and then being able to do it in such a dominant fashion?
Yeah, it was great. You know, guys work really hard, and they deserve to win Friday night. You know, I mean, looking back at the tape, there's still things that we could have done better that night, but overall, a really good night for us, and we are really happy to get that win.
Holding Lynn to just 120 yards of total offense in that game, you know, what'd you like about the defense and their performance?
Well, our defense, they really did an excellent job at swarming to the ball. You know, when they tried to run out of the backfield on draws or jet sweeps or whatever, we had 6, 7, 8 guys there consistently all night, and that was great.
When you look at this point in the season, we're at the halfway point, of course, now in full swing of district play. One of the things I like to ask is, at this point, you know, is there something that has surprised you to this point? And then maybe even what's maybe a thing or two that you would like to see your team work on and improve on going forward here the next 4 weeks?
Some of the things we need to improve on, I still feel like as a unit defensively, you know, there might be a little bit of confusion out there at times. And I think that you can see that throughout the first few weeks there when you're playing really good teams. They see that and they take advantage of that. So that's an area I'd like to see us get better at. And the good things is our effort. You know, we kind of expected that, but it's been as good or better than we thought. The guys are playing hard. They're working hard every day. So we're really happy about that.
Onega and Wetmore coming up on Friday night. Twin Valley League action. We'll preview that matchup right after this. Continuing with Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman, it is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, you get Wetmore on Friday night. They are 0-4. They are coming off a loss last week. When you look at this Wetmore team, obviously they've lost some guys. Their numbers are a little light this year. You know, what kind of stands out about them and potentially some challenges that they could present to your team this week?
Yeah, they've got a new coach over there. They run a similar offense to what they've been running, but now they seems like they've expanded on that a little bit out of the wing T formation that they like to run over there. They're not bad at it. They're getting better every week. From what we've seen, they get better every week, so we're expecting a better Wetmore team this Friday than last Friday.
What are the expectations for your coaching staff on what you want to see from your team this week in this ballgame?
We want to come in nice and focused. We want to be sharp from start to finish, get off to a good start, and those are the main things.
Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman joining us. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies as well. His team gets Wetmore in a TVL matchup in week five on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.